The Traveler's Journal, March 5th. Exploring a pluperperfect Polynesian place. The scene is a South Pacific cliché. Palm trees fringe perfect coral ring sky blue lagoons. Beads of pearly clouds grace a line of knife-edged emerald peaks that in profile resemble a huahine, a woman in repose. Amid vanilla scents, raven-haired beauties with white gardenias tucked behind their ears chit-chat on the deck, while little boys race bicycles around the sweep of an old acacia tree. Situated 2,500 miles east of Australia, the French Polynesian island of Huahine possesses the same natural charms as Bora Bora, its better-known sister, but without the cosmetics or crowds. Actually two islands connected by a bridge, the whole of Huahine is barely 28 square miles, with a reputation for being very laid-back or undeveloped, depending on one's point of view. Its coastal stretches and rugged hills provide routes for exploration by foot, bike, or jeep. Surfers rank it one of Polynesia's best places to catch waves. Huahine's past is as beguiling as its beaches. Inhabited since 500 AD, it's home to the world's second-largest cache of Polynesian artifacts. Remnants of an ancient community snake up one hillside in sort of an unmarked open-air museum. Foliage-cloaked temples called marae still reveal vast vistas. Stone fish traps 1,000 years old still function flawlessly twice each day, as turning tides fill their funnels. Francified now for nearly 2 centuries, Huahine's traditional ways have evolved, but only slightly. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.